safe spaces to be. 4ZZZ cares about our community.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Alana and Richard with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the rain is predicted to clear up over the Easter weekend, with only light showers expecting to hit parts of Queensland. The Bureau of Meteorology are closely monitoring a tropical low forming in the Gulf of Carpentaria, which could possibly bring heavy rainfall later in the week. Between Monday and Friday next week, we're looking at some light coastal showers for much of the East Coast and the North Tropical Coast, Senior Meteorologist Steve Hadley said. This may include Fraser Island and parts of the Sunshine Coast. The Bureau of Meteorology will continue to monitor the tropical low as it develops later in the week. In other local news, the bodies of two swimmers were retrieved from the water in Gladstone after being swept out to sea. Emergency services were called to Round Hill Heads in Gladstone on Sunday after reports of a drowning involving three swimmers. A 17-year-old boy and a 46-year-old man were declared dead at the scene, while the third swimmer, a 37-year-old man, has been retrieved from the waters with life-threatening injuries. The male patient was airlifted to Bundaberg Hospital in life-threatening condition. In national news, Shoalhaven Starches has been hit with dozens of safety breaches following the collapse of two large grain silos at Bundaberg, New South Wales facility in October last year. SafeWork New South Wales launched an investigation into the collapse and issued more than 40 improvement notices for breaches of workplace health and safety. Electrical Trades Union's South Coast organiser, Stuart Edwards, stated, "An ongoing failure to employ enough licensed electricians has led to someone in management directing an unqualified person in an emergency situation to enter a restricted area, putting themselves at serious risk of injury or death."
In national news, as floodwaters continue to enter northeast of South Australia, roads in the area have been obstructed due to flooding entering from Queensland. The township of Innaminka has been stocking up on food and fuel for the likelihood of weeks of isolation. Cattle owner Janet Brooks says, "We don't know at this stage when the roads will open up to be able to get cattle out." The State Emergency Service warns travellers to delay trips to north of South Australia as further flood peaks are expected. In international news, over 30 people are dead and 110 injured in Ukraine after Russia's deadliest strike of the year. Two Russian missiles hit the town of Sumy in northeastern Ukraine, killing civilians in the heart of the city as they attended church for Palm Sunday. The town has been under forceful attack from Moscow in the last 2 weeks. The Ukrainian president wrote on social media, "And this is on the day when people go to church, Palm Sunday. Only bastards can do this." For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a medium chance of showers. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is the high band. That's all your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to our 4ZZZ.org.au.
Thank you, Richard and Alana. Thank you, Zedlines. We're going to go to another track right now. This is by Melbourne band Propane. It's a new single of theirs called Virgo. They're actually going to be up and playing a show in May with some other bands that I'm going to talk about after this next music bracket. But you're tuned in to Suffering Jukebox here on 4ZZZ, 804 on your Monday morning.